Is we come together this time, we give thanks to the great creative force. We give thanks for bringing us together once more. As we come together this time, I am sure that you remember my words of last time when it was put to me that we may speak on particular subjects. And our dear gentleman friend asked that we might discuss synchronicity.
Yes.
I am, of course, happy to have discourse upon this subject. So, do you have a particular question for me?
Well, I do have a question, as it happens. I've been in correspondence with Elaine, whose husband John passed to spirit last year. And before he passed, Michael from New Zealand, of whom we have spoken, telephoned, and Elaine asked Michael if he would like John to try to contact him after passing. And Michael said he would very much like that. More recently, Elaine wrote a letter to Michael recalling that moment. And within about an hour of writing, Michael booted his computer, which was malfunctioning, and written across the screen was, "I am not dead." Because it was malfunctioning, he rebooted, and again, the message on the screen, "I am not dead." There is a rational explanation for the origin of the words, which were part of a music album advertisement. But the timing was amazing, and Elaine asked me to see if you have any comment on that and what is in her mind, I know, is would John have had any part in that apparent synchronicity?
I understand your question. Thank you. Firstly, let me say, do you remember my past words to you that communications from our world were altering and that much more use was being used
I do
by electrical gadgets.
Yes, I recall your words.
Yes. That is my first statement to you. What better way to make contact with a loved one or an associate than to use the energy of that electricity? So I will say this to you now, that of course what you call synchronicity was in fact straightforward communication from our world.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
What I term synchronicity is just very slightly different.
Yes.
Of course, these are the words you would be expecting from me. Because, you see, to simplify synchronicity, and remember again, these are earthly words. Synchronicity, in the true sense, proves that there is a parallel world.
Yes.
Yes. I know that you understand this, my dear friend, but not all within this room would understand so clearly.
Some of us like to think of it as two universes.
Yes.
The physical and the spiritual.
Yes.
And at times there being a particular connection or signal. I'm not quite sure how to describe it.
Let me again say to you words I have used many times, and that is energy. Energy to which you all come from and belong to. And you know full well, my dear friends, that even within your world, your scientists now know how to what they term split atoms, which of course is energy. So why is it so surprising to those of you who know and understand our world that these energies which have always been, and again I repeat myself in saying that there is no past, present, future, but just is. But energy can be transmuted in many ways. And true synchronization, as I would explain it to you, is when two parts of energy from the same source reunite in some form or another.
Reunite, yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you.
It yes. shows itself in a pattern of a separateness, when in fact it has always been joined together.
Yes, and we've probably got a peculiar idea about has always been.
Yes.
When you say that past, present and future are one.
This is why, my dear friends, it will always be difficult for you to truly understand the explanations for these things. Because you have not, in this lifetime, experienced that separateness or that rejoining of energy.
Yes, I suspect the phrase has always been is a phrase to aid our understanding as it stands at present. But
yes, but it is difficult.
If that time is all one, yes, then it's not quite to that meaning.
Yes.
I find it difficult to express myself.
As you do, so do I. Always this is the problem.
Yes, I appreciate your endeavouring to express yourself in,
yes,
our terms that we would understand.
To explain to you in simple terms of understanding brings to it a few problems. But always I endeavour to take the simple pathway for your own understanding.
Yes, that is appreciated. Thank you.
And as always, and as you well know, as time continues, that understanding becomes a little fuller as time continues forward.
Yes.
And what was once most confusing suddenly becomes quite clear.
Yes, yes indeed.
And I do feel that this subject is a little beyond your understanding and capability of understanding at this time.
Yes, but it has helped enormously. And I imagine that as Elaine's story is of a direct communication, I imagine that John might well have had some part in that.
The one you call John would have been aware of the thoughts and the emotions of his loved one.
Yes, I have further details which make that clear.
Yes.
Very clear.
And that is how, from our world, we are prepared and ready for all of these occasions.
Thank you. And I know that they were a devoted couple, very close.
Yes. Which helps in communication, of course.
Yes. And I shall communicate these details of this transcript to Elaine. And I know that she will,
yes,
be most pleased to receive your,
yes,
your words on that.
I would like to mention perhaps another example of true synchronicity as I view it. We have spoken about how the spirit can be far away in another place, speaking to another person, while the physical body is somewhere else and occupied. That is an example of separateness, although belonging together.
Yes.
Do you understand my meaning?
The separateness in the sense that the mind or spirit...
The energy can separate. But comes together.
Separate from the material body.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Yes, I see. Thank you.
I feel I have to say to you that all of your lives, all of your physical lives must be associated with synchronicity. Otherwise, we would not exist as we do.
Yeah.
It is the natural laws of life and existence.
I think you're saying it happens all the time, but
yes.
We just are particularly noticing of special examples.
Yes. Once the awareness and knowledge come to the forefront, then you say, what is this? When in fact you are surrounded each day by such happenings.
Mm. Yes, I noticed that names and birth dates are very often, I think of them as synchronistic, but I think that the dealings that you have with others, whether they're difficult or easy, I feel that these connectors that bring you, that make you more aware of the links between you and others, I just think they make me look more closely, and I think about past connections.
Yes.
Other connections from other lives, which have either caused it to be easy or difficult.
But do not forget, my dear friend, that there are those who stand close by, your helpers,
yes,
your guardian angels,
mm,
all people in our world, mm, who stand close,
mm,
to help you in all matters.
Yes. Mm.
And in one sense, this influence comes from them.
Yes.
They also have a hand in these everyday happenings.
Yes. Yes,
you understand?
Yes, I do. Yes, they're very much meant to happen.
Yes.
Yes, I do see that.
Yes.
And obviously even the difficult links are simply to be worked through and understood.
You must, as a whole, accept what life brings,
mm,
to you.
Yeah.
But you must not exclude the help that is available to,
yeah,
you.
That's right. Yeah.
Because there is so much help available.
Mm.
There is so much love to be given to you.
Mm.
From loved ones in our world.
Mm.
But as always, your responsibility lies with yourself.
Yes. Mm.
But perhaps after this discussion, discussion, you will look at happenings and events with new eyes.
Yes, I'm sure.
I repeat myself so often, with your spiritual eyes.
Yes.
And then you see your understanding grows much when this is done.
Yes, I see.
Have you any more questions on this subject?
Anyone? I think it's linked. I think I've kept up. When somebody is in a coma, and their spirit leaves that body well before the actual physical heart stops beating, is that similar to what you were talking about, the synchronicity of somebody being able to, the spirit being in one place?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is, yes, an example. Yes, it is the separateness of the same energy. But in the case you are speaking of, there is connection until that cord is severed and the spirit is free.
Right.
You cannot put apart physical happenings and spiritual happenings.
Because they're one anyway.
Yes. Again, what has been has always been.
Where are you taking me?
Not on this subject, I don't think. Thank you.
Sam, Graham, Rob?
I think that last week I was finding my teaching rather hard going, as I work with children that have special educational needs. And I think I was finding it all a bit much towards the end of last week, and I asked for help, and the difference was amazing. So I knew that I was surrounded by love and friends and helpers, because it suddenly all seemed so much more manageable and less difficult than it had done before. And it was a very powerful example of what we're surrounded by, and again a link between the spiritual world and our physical world.
Yes, I would like to comment just a little on the word link. My dear friends, are first and foremost spirit. You cannot link because you already are. So when you say link, what do you mean? Is that you are allowing that spiritual part of you to be up. That spiritual part Just for a short time, I ask that each one of you feels that love and energy which is present at this time.
Pass that feeling around. Thank you.
pick up also. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When you feel such intensity of spirit, you begin to understand my words, past, present, future, are as one. Sometimes the emotional body finds a difficulty in containing itself. But I would say to you this, that in times such as these, to allow them forward, it is different from the physical human emotions that most of you suffer from. This intensity of emotion brings with it knowledge and an experience of love which you may not have in your everyday lives. And I feel that on these words, my dear friends, I will leave you to continue with whatever is here for you.
Thank you.
And wonderful evening, and that is an understatement.
I will be most interested next time to see what kind of reactions you feel from this evening. As always, my dear friends, I bathe you in love of that great creative force to which we all belong.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you.
Thank you.